Blog Talk Radio.
Touch me now.
Oh, Father, bring a healing power.
Spirit fall fresh on me. I need you, touch me now.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a I'm an heir of salvation. I've been purchased by God.
Your host has joined.
Born of His. I've been washed in His blood. Perfect submission. And blessed, I'm watching and waiting. I'm looking above, filled with His good. Lost in His love. This is my story. This is my song. I'm praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is praising my Savior all the day long. Song, praising my Savior. everything, my Savior. All the amazing grace shall always be my song of praise. For it was grace that just how you came to love me so. You look beyond my faults and saw. Amazing grace shall always be my song of praise. For it was grace that brought my liberty. I do not know just how we came to love me so. He looked beyond my fault and saw.
I'm so glad, I'm glad he looked me
great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou change
Lord, we pray. 919-931-3716. Send your requests, and I'll begin to meditate and pray on it today, and I'll pray live tomorrow. Amen. In the name of Jesus, the Spirit of God just want us to release these things to God in prayer. And you begin, I know you're praying, but when we come together, there's a corporate anointing that we all come together, and then we begin to ask the Lord to intervene in our various situation. Hallelujah. We bless God again for you. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we bless you and we thank you. We praise you, Almighty God, and we worship you in the beauty of your holiness. We thank you for waking us morning. We thank you for keeping watch over us as we slept through the night. We thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. We thank you, Lord, for your loving kindness. We thank you, Lord, for all that you've done, all that you are doing, and all that you will do for us. We bless your name. And we say thank you from the bottom of our hearts. We say thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the breath that we breathe. That is yours. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we bless you and we thank you. Holy Spirit, we ask you to lead us and guide us into all truth. Teach us, direct our paths, Holy Ghost. We surrender to you, Spirit of the living God, over every single area of our lives. Let your light so shine that others may see and glorify your holy name. Almighty God, you are worthy, O God. Almighty God, you are worthy of praise. You are worthy of glory. You are worthy of honor. Almighty God, we exalt your name. Almighty God, we lift up your name in the name of Jesus. Hover over the lives of our children, our spouses, our grandchildren. Hover over our lives in the name of Jesus. Hover over this service, Spirit of the living God. Move over this prayer service this morning. Spirit of the living God, move over our hearts. Move over our minds. Holy Ghost, we come to thy throne of grace morning and we ask you for mercy. Your mercy is on you every morning. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, O God. We have sinned and we have fallen short of your glory, O God, and we cry out to you for mercy. Have mercy, O God. Your mercy is on you every morning. Be merciful unto us, O God. Have mercy upon our children in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon our spouses in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon our nieces and our nephews in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon our siblings in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, O God, be merciful unto us in the name of Jesus. Rain down your mercy, O God. Rain down your mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus. Be merciful unto us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, forgive us of all the things that we've done that's not pleasing to you. Be merciful unto us, O Almighty God. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, we pray for mercy, 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 mercy. In the name of Jesus, oh Father, this morning, we release the blood of Jesus. We soak our spirit, souls, and body in the blood of Jesus. We soak this environment in the blood of Jesus. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus wash away our sins. Wash away our sins. Let the blood wash away the sins of our children, our spouses, our grandchildren. Oh, God, and those that are right here this morning, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak, oh God, in the name of Jesus. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. We took this environment in the blood of Jesus. We took our personal environment wherever we are in the blood of Jesus. Father God, in our jobs, in our homes, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. In our homes, the blood, the blood, the blood. In our buildings, the blood of Jesus. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, what can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Father God, let your strength be made perfect in our weakness, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we are weak, but you are strong. In the name of Jesus, we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. We put on the full armor of God, the armor of light, the armor. Hallelujah. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the spirit, the shield of faith. And our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We put the armor on our children, the armor on our spouses, our nieces, and our nephews. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Father God, we put the armor on our grandchildren, on our spouses, our nieces, our nephews, oh God, on each and every one of us, oh God. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for divine angelic assistance. In the mighty name of Jesus, divine angelic assistance. In the name of Jesus, divine angelic assistance. Send your holy angels to assist us, to minister to us, to do your biddings in our lives in the name of Jesus. Let your perfect will be done, O God. Not our will, but thy will be done, O God. Help us, O God, to walk by faith and not by sight, O God. Help us, O God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for oneness in the Spirit, unity in Christ, O God. In the name of Jesus, let your love be in us, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God, teach us to love one another as you've loved us. Teach us to forgive one another as you have forgiven us. Teach us how to walk in your truth. Teach us, Almighty God, we surrender to you, Almighty God. We bless your name, O God. We praise your name, O God. Early in the morning, we will praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. All good thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. We thank you, Lord, for your grace. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy. We thank you, Lord, for your loving kindness. We bless the name of Yeshua HaMashiach in the name of Jesus. We adore you, Almighty God. We bless you, Almighty God. We thank you, Almighty God. We praise you, Almighty God. We worship you, Almighty God. We lift up the name of Jesus, the name above every name. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let us be clothed in humility, your humility. Let us be clothed in your walk, in your truth, oh God. In the name of Jesus, you said in your word, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and seek my face, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we humble. The first command was for us to humble ourselves. Father God, take away every spirit of pride and anxiety and haughtiness from in our lives in the name of Jesus. Take everything that is in us that is not of you in the name of Jesus. Help us to walk in your truth. Help us to walk in your will. Let your perfect will be done in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we bless the name of Jesus. We praise your name, O God. We lift you up, O God. We lift you up, O God. Hallelujah. 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 We praise your name. We lift you up, Jesus. We lift the name of Jesus. We love you, Lord Jesus. Oria masan de go. Uria san deria kuye masan. Holy Spirit, move in our midst. Move in our hearts. Move in our thoughts. Move in our minds. In the name of Jesus. Ekurika yasada. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We praise your name. Hallelujah. We worship you, O God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Spirit of the living God. Uria must fall fresh on us. Release your anointing. Let it flow, let it flow, let it flow. In the name of Jesus. Ah, yako yemo soteriako. Release your anointing, release your power. Oh God, hallelujah, remasteriako. Ye kiria nisitiriako, remasteriako. Hallelujah. So Lord, we bless you, we praise you, we worship you, we magnify your name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Blessed be your name, O God. Thank you for your gifts. Thank you for your anointing. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh, let there be light. There be light in every area of our lives. In the name of Jesus, we bless your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I'm going to go over one scripture this morning in the name of Jesus. I want you to really pay attention to what the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. I want you to be very attentive to what the Spirit of God is speaking this morning to us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, let our thoughts cleanse of anything that is will hinder us from hearing what you're speaking to us this morning. In the name of Jesus, let our mind be focused on you, oh God. I hear you. I hear you. Thank you for the gift. Thank you for the prophetic anointing, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let the word, let the power of the word of God come forth. In the power of the anointing of Jesus Christ, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord.
Conference recording started.
We praise you, Lord. We worship you, O God, in the beauty of your holiness, hallelujah. So, Father, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, you are our strength and our redeemer. Let give us understanding, give us a revelation with understanding on the word that you're about to speak to us this morning, that we will be able to apply this word and walk by your word, oh God. We are willing and obedient. You said if we're willing and obedient, we will eat the fruit of the land. And so, Lord, we are willing and obedient to eat this fruit of the land. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Matthew chapter 3. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. If you don't have your Bibles, just write it down. I'm going to read it. In those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he that was spoken by the prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, path straight. And the same John had his raiment of camel's hair and a leathern girdle about his loins, and his meat was locusts and wild honey. Then went out to him Jerusalem. Then went out to him Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region round about Jordan, and were baptized of him in Jordan, confessing their sins. But he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism. And he said unto them, O generation of vipers, who have warned you to flee from wrath to come? Joria masanteria koromase. Bring forth therefore fruits, think not to say within yourself, we have Abraham to our father. I say unto you that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. And now also the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. I baptize you with water unto repentance. But he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost, fire, whose pen is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat unto the garner. But he will burn up the shaft with unquenchable fire. Then cometh Jesus, hallelujah, from Galilee to Jordan, unto John to be baptized of him. Then cometh Jesus, hallelujah, from Galilee to Jordan, unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbid him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and cometh thou to me? And Jesus answering, said to him, suffer it be so now. For thus it cometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him. Suffer it be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. When Jesus, when he was baptized, went straight way out of the water, and lo, the heavens were open up, hallelujah, unto him. He saw the Spirit of Almighty God descending like a dove and lightning above him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hallelujah. Where are we going to emphasize on one thing this morning? We know that John the Baptist is baptizing. Repent ye, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Hallelujah. And then John the Baptist tells about Jesus. He said, there's one that is coming. I'm not even worthy to bear. He will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and the fire. Jesus comes, and John is saying, you're greater, which is true, but scriptures have to be fulfilled. Jesus comes to John the Baptist. You see, God has an order of doing things. Although Jesus is greatest than John, Jesus humbles himself. God dies by his cousin John, and John knows exactly who Jesus is. John talks that he's not even worth it to do it, but Jesus comes to him. What do you see, my sisters and brothers? You see, Jesus was a man of humility. That's what God is stressing this morning, humility. The reason some of us around in circles, this is prophetic, because we do not have humility. Jesus, the Son of God, the CEO of the universe, he humble himself, to be follow the order of what God says. Sometimes we have unforgiveness and things in our hearts, and God is saying to us, repent, or tell that person, I'm sorry, or come and get yourself right. But many times we're so full of pride, and so we wouldn't say it. We try to do other things to go around the bush, but we need to be humble. We need to be humble. Humility is a key that we use 24/7. We go up and down in the doors. We open humility. We say, to come to open heavens, you have to have open humility. Open humility. Admit to yourself the man in the mirror, and let God show you, show me who we are. Some of us have some nasty ways. Some of us do not know how to talk to people. Some of us walk arrogant with haughtiness and pride. You cannot serve our God if you walk in a spirit of pride. God loves humbleness. He resents and opposes those who walk in pride and arrogance. Whether you are an apostle, you are a prophet, whether you're a bishop, whether you are whatever, you can have money overflowing, you still have to be humble. You have to walk in open humility. What does it mean? You're not ashamed to say, I'm sorry. You're not ashamed to humble yourself. Hallelujah. And the Lord will exalt you in due time. You cannot walk in the anointing if you keep walking in arrogance and pride and think you're better than the next person. God resists who walk in pride. He has no part of pride. He's a God of humility. No way you can continuously walk in open heavens. Remember, he said, arise. It started this week and shine, for the light has come, and the glory of God is risen upon you. What I'm saying to you, arise, that dust of pride and haughtiness, awake from pride. A first spirit of pride, we uprooted and let the spirit of humility be planted. Humility is so important. Let me stress on that once again, humility. Humble yourself before God. He will exalt you in due time. And you're not there because of titles or names. You're there because of your heart. We want God to take a heart of stone and give us hearts of flesh, humility. Hallelujah. Humility, humility. It's the key to an open heaven. It's a key to an open heaven continually. Then the gates will be open unto you continually because of humility. Christ was humble. He humbled himself unto the cross. Let's look at Philippians 2. Humble himself unto the cross. He goes, I want you to see humility. I keep hearing this spirit say, I don't know who's going through any prideful thing. But ask the Lord to show you everything in you that is not of him. Hallelujah. I let there be a self-check. Hallelujah. Self-check. Philippians 2. The Bible says, but he made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant. That's humility. Form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. And being born in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Then another virgin was saved by him himself, taking on form of a servant, being made in the likeness of men. Hallelujah. Made in the likeness of men, he humbled himself. He became a servant. That means you serve. You serve. You're not too big to serve. If you want to walk under the heavens, open humility, serving. The first shall be the last. Do not think yourself better than others. Humble yourself. And this is the word I'm hearing from God. Whatever it is we're going through, do not let pride overtake you. Jesus humbled himself. You are a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. Humble yourself. Hallelujah. Humble himself and went to his cousin to be baptized. That's humility. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your word this morning. Forgive us of the haughtiness. Help us, Holy Spirit, to walk in humility. We decrease and Christ increase. Holy Spirit, we surrender to you. Help us in our walk with Jesus. Teach us how to be humble. In the name of Jesus, teach us how to walk in your truth. We turn this service back again to you, Jesus. We need you every second. We need you every hour. Oh, Jesus, we need you. And we thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your grace and mercy brought us through. Thank you for humility. Humility. Hallelujah. Jesus took that form of a human. He came subjected under men. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, you Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all from evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. To the grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet, 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 sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit, rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely, surely, his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Those who want to stay, let me pray this prophetic prayer for you quickly. Do these declarations in the name of Jesus. Did the earth never swallow us, our ministry, or our destinies in the name of Jesus. Lord, let the earth help us and work in our favor in the name of Jesus. Father, let the earth support us and you and increase to us by all means. In the name of Jesus, make us to walk in the high places of the earth, eating up the increase of the fields in the name of Jesus. Grant us the strength to suck honey out of the rock and oil out of the flinty rock in the name of Jesus. We command all our blessings tied to the earth to be released in Jesus' mighty name. O earth, reckon us to be prosperous in our lives and ministry. Let our heavens be opened up this day, be opened up continually, O God, in the name of Jesus. We bind every prince of Persia. We rebuke every hindrance in the spirit realm, preventing our heavens from opening in the mighty name of Jesus. By reason of open heavens, grant us divine visions. Let your word come forth expressly and unhindered on a daily basis. Let your good hand rest upon each and every one of us and our family members, children, grandchildren, spouses, those that are connected to us in the name of Jesus. Father, under open heavens, let your spirit begin to move in our lives in an unprecedented dimension. Release a torrential overflow of your reigns upon our lives and ministries today in the name of Jesus. Father, under open heavens, grant us open revelations and let varieties of assorted blessings begin to come our way from now on in the name of Jesus. Let our heavens be continually open and let the name of Jesus Christ be glorified. We bless you. We seal this all that we have done, all that we have prayed. Let the Lord perfect these prayers. And as the Lord perfect these prayers, we seal it with the blood of Jesus, the word of God, and the Holy Spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to the King of Kings. Now let me give you the number that I promised to give you. So the prayer line is 612-421-0945. 612-21-0945. The code is 656-656. You can either get on the conference on this, that number, or you can come back to the blog talk. The blog and the conference call work together. Amen. So if you call the blog, you will still hear the word. If you call the conference, you will still hear the word. I'm praying for others tomorrow. Hallelujah. Begin to send your request in. All requests, let it be in at least by 6 p.m. today so I can take the night time and begin to pray for you. And then I'll pray live for you tomorrow. Let your family and friends know. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And my number is 919-313-7166. Send your prayer request. Text me, 919-931-3716. It has to be in by 6 p.m. because I'm going to start praying myself, my husband, and I before tomorrow morning so we can start lifting your name up in the name of Jesus. We bless God. Have a wonderful and a blessed and marvelous day. In Jesus' name, amen.